Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa programa ng SBS Filipino sa radyo. Edinel Magtibay pa rin ang inyong kasama ngayong araw ng Sabado. And of course, good morning din sa ating katambalan, Papa Dan.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Edinel. At magandang araw po sa ating mga tagapakinig dito po sa SBS Filipino. Alam mo, Edinel, itong sa usapan na ito, ating pong mga kasama ngayong araw naman, di ba? Ito ay parang Mr. Cupido na talaga din, di ba? At napaganda po ng kanyang kwento at ating mapapakinggan. Dahil Edinel, siya po ay talagang kumbaga masasabi natin successful na. Di ba, yes, sa lahat, at talagang truly made, di ba? Self-made, ika nga, di ba? At yung very passionate sa maraming bagay. Pero yung kwento, usaping puso, nako, ito ang ating tatalakayin ngayong araw.
Right. And bukod dyan, malalaman natin yung ibang side sa kanya, dahil itong guest natin ay career person din to. Businessman, napaka-focus sa kanyang sarili, at sabi mo nga, no, self-made, at very talented din. So, mamaya malalaman natin kung ano yung mga talents niya. Pero, yun nga, no, may time talaga na hindi ibinibigay lahat ni Lord ng isang bagsak. yung mga blessing. Dahil sa ngayon, medyo mailap ang love life.
Oo.
Masasabi natin, hindi ba?
Tama yan. At syempre, naku, yung mga nakikinig natin, mga kaibigan dyan, naku, marami nakaka-relate siguro dito dahil nagtatrabaho dito. Pagdating sa Australia, nakafocus tayo sa work, ipon,
yes,
ganyan, di ba? And then, meeting a lot of people. So, most of the time, puro friends daw eh. Parang, asan na ba yung love life na sinasabi?
Oo. At minsan, nag-iiba-iba din yung standards natin sa buhay. Depende rin sa mga circumstances natin at mga nami-meet natin. So, nagkakaroon tayo ng iba't ibang mga pananaw and how we see yung mga tao sa paligid natin. And this time, excited ako na malaman ang kwento ng ating guest. Let's welcome Jose Clauna!
Welcome!
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Kumusta, Jose? Ayan, pero sabihin na rin natin sa ating mga kababayan. So, Taglish tayo ngayong umaga. Dahil, although nakakapagtagalog ng konti si Jose, dahil matagal na siya, ilang dekada na rin siyang nandito sa Australia. Medyo mas smooth yung dila niya sa English. Pero, pipilitin natin siyang mag-Tagalog ngayong morning.
Tama yan. Simulan na natin ating kwentuhan, di ba? Nabanggit mo na medyo, yun nga yung kanyang Tagalog, baka medyo hindi na ganun kapino din yan.
Ano? I'll try.
Let's talk about, like, you know, how were you born here, Jose? Or kailan ka ba nag-move sa Australia? Tell us about, a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Born ako 1968. And we migrated to Australia 1977.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad's an accountant. My mom's a teacher. And then we started a life here. 77, when so I was 9 years old.
Wow. 9 years old pa lang, nandito ka na. So, talagang na-embrace mo na yung culture, yung pagiging Aussie talaga at that young age.
Yeah, I consider myself Aussie talaga. Pero I recently discovered more of my
roots.
Culture, my roots. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. It's very good. You shouldn't keep that away. You should always go back to your roots.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Kaya nga. Was it hard noon? Kasi I would, you know, assume na hindi masyado marami pang Pilipino before, like in Australia. Or marami na rin ba? 1970s, late 70s?
Maraming batch na come to Australia in 77. Like accounting batch.
Programmers
batch.
Yeah.
And then lately it's the nurses. And then we all go hang out in the same area. You know, and then that's why you have places like Blacktown, Campbelltown.
Right.
See, people move from inner west.
Yep.
Then they go to west. And you see a lot of Filipino over there.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how we started.
Alam mo, sa mga ganito, yung mga kwento ng mga migrants, maganda talaga na kapag pupunta ka sa isang lugar na hindi ka familiar, meron kang kahit paano kakilala or kababayan man lang that you can share your experience with, or kahit paano makaka-relate dun sa mga pinagdadaanan. So masarap yung may mga kapitbahay na Pinoy, di ba?
Oo. Nakakatulong din syempre, di ba? Kasi nasa foreign land ka, no? Pero were there, like, you know, really big adjustments? How did you start making friends outside of your circle then?
Oh, it was hard as a kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
But when you get used to it, you just become like a normal kid. Because I started young.
Yeah.
And then we speak Australian English in the playground, and then you just make new friends, and then
And despite living dito, no, you grew up from you know, you're very young, diba, growing up in a Filipino household. Did that help, like, keeping your Filipino roots, your cultures?
Yes.
Maybe na practice ka pa rin ba, like, you know, inside
yes.
the
house? So we speak we speak Tagalog at home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I still remember my Tagalog.
That's
it's
good.
Funny, when you get in trouble from your parents, they speak English.
Oh,
yeah. It's so funny because when they speak English, that means they're serious.
Like, you know, finding what you want to do, diba? Were there many options then when you, like, growing up, diba? Like, what, 80s, 90s as well?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Growing up as, I grew up like a typical Australian
okay.
kid. You know, you go to school, you do your sports,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to high school, you go to uni, and then after uni, most Filipinos... Oh, in my generation, most people stay home.
Yeah.
Okay. While the other cultures, they move out.
Mm.
And yeah. So that's the Filipino way that we kept.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at what age mo naisip na mag-move out? Kasi di ba parang yeah. sa ating mga Pinoy naman ako kahit anong edad ko yata parang aalagaan ako ng magulang ko. Or meron ako parang ganong feeling.
Oh.
Ano? Or minsan yung parents talaga ang ayaw or pumipigil dun sa children nila.
Yeah, yeah. They're so protective because, mm-hmm. you know, they're bringing in the Filipino culture.
Mm.
But I look back now, I wish that I moved out. Earlier.
Earlier. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I would have learned life more now, what mm-hmm. I know now.
Mm.
At an earlier stage. Yeah, more right. independent. Because you get used to be out of your comfort zone.
Mm.
You, get, yeah. you know, you always go home with a home-cooked meal after work.
Yeah.
And that's so easy. But mm-hmm. if you go out there, make out, you know, have responsibilities,
yep.
pay your bills, then you realize from a young age, and then that help you grow a bit more.
Oh.
But I have no regrets. I have regrets.
Yeah.
I learned from everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first like paying job or role?
Yeah, term binilo out ko ang parents ko.
That's good.
I think we went to Sizzlers.
Oh, nice.
Sizzlers. You remember Sizzlers? It's like a family restaurant
yeah.
with all you can eat buffet salad.
Yeah,
so tinreat mo talaga family unang sweldo.
Unang sweldo, yeah.
Wow.
It's then it became a tradition. Any like celebration, blowout ko. Mm. That's a common saying,
yes.
blowout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and something na hindi rin masyadong common dito sa Australia. Kasi I know nung dumating ako dito, parang tuwing may occasion, sila yung magpe-pay for their own meal when they attend a birthday party or something.
Yes.
Sa atin nauuso, if you, kung ikaw yung may birthday, you pay for everyone's meal. Ikaw magbo-blow out, sabi nga natin. Ano. Pero dito baligtad.
Oh, yes.
You have to pay for your own meal or di ba minsan, di ba? Sila pa magtitreat sa'yo
at,
you know, at times.
Oh, yes, oo.
It is different, diba, with that one. Pero like, you know, when you started like making money na rin, diba? Have you had a vision like, you know, I want to do this, or you were just learning along, you know?
I was just following what everyone's doing.
Mm. Okay.
It's I should have focused more on what I want to do, but because we're in a close-knit community,
yeah.
it became like follow the Joneses.
Can you
follow the Joneses? So, you know, study accounting,
mm-hmm.
study law. So I studied accounting, and then most of my Filipino friends went to uni, engineering, and then a few of us accounting. And then we just follow that path,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, yeah, it's up to you.
Mm, okay. Mm. And ngayon, masasabi natin na after so many years na na-establish mo na yung sarili mo, meron ka ng negosyo and then flourishing career. Mm. Ano pa bang mga hinihiling sa buhay ng isang Jose Clauna?
Right now, I've still got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm catching up from previous opportunities. But it's fun at the moment. So right now, I'm facing a lot of challenges and some milestones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tapos because, you know, I've now working for myself, it's a different story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a different story. So you have to actually be focused, a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And also, the more I talk about it, like for now, it also helps me remind myself. Because, mm-hmm. you know... I have down days where mm-hmm. I have doubts, self-doubt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, is this going to be hard? And then when you go back to earth and talk to people,
mm-hmm.
yep.
and then you share,
mm-hmm.
it's just a good reminder. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
And what keeps you grounded, or what inspires you even, you know, to push, to move forward then?
That's a good question. And yeah, I remember you asked me this before. To be the very best version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because you hold your own accountability.
Tama.
And you don't want to be comparing to somebody because everyone's got their own journey. Mm-hmm. But if you can be the best version of yourself, sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. You can do anything.
Right.
And that's something that I'd like to, you know, share to everyone and light everyone. Because sometimes, you know, you get lost. And I've been there.
Yeah. Right.
And then being the best version of yourself has to drive you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I remember noong una nating na-meet si Jose, kinuwento niya sa atin kung paano niya yung mga struggles niya sa buhay. Ang daming lows, as in low, sunod-sunod na puro mga moments.
Yes.
Pero nagawa niyang mahatak yung sarili niya pataas. And ano yung nagbigay sa'yo ng strength to do that?
The strength? Well, that time where the lowest of my life, where everything fell apart, you know, girlfriend left me, I lost the house that I own, and then for some reason I picked myself up.
Yep.
Of course, I thought of I wish my parents were here to help me. That's something. I stay in touch with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends is a good indication of whether they support you or support you not.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't realize you have to support yourself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. And that kind of helped me. And then now I've got so much perspective. Mm-hmm. And I look back, you find a way. You find a way.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. there will always be a way.
Yes.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Napaka-positive. No?
So, I know. So, yeah. So I heard this quote the other day. Diba, when you think of blockers or walls, think of them as speed bumps.
Mm.
Speed bumps. When you hit a speed bump, it's like a bump, right?
You slow down.
Slow down or it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you keep going.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way you have to stop because you want to go where you want to go.
Yeah.
Speed bump. Mm. Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, that's really nice. No?
So deep.
Pero malaman natin, Jose, na-mention mo nung una nagkaroon ka ng mga heartaches, iniwanan ng girlfriend, tapos ang daming mga nangyari sa buhay mo. Pero gano'n na nga ba karaming love life or girlfriends ang nagkaroon sa buhay mo, Jose?
That's a good question. That's
parang mahirap bilangin, ah.
Yeah. I've met a lot of girls in my 57 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And still meeting some more. But the one thing I don't regret, I've actually fell in love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting today, are we?
Yes.
With it.
And, you know, when you fall in love, you do things, you do the grand gesture, love,
mm-hmm. of course.
Mm-hmm. You know, I went overseas
mm-hmm.
to propose
mm-hmm.
with a ring, you know. And then you know, at the end of the day, it didn't happen. But I learned through the heartache. And mm-hmm. then help you grow. And then I've had a couple of heartaches.
Yeah.
After that. And then you learn again and learn again. And then I realized to myself, oh, you just got to love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the song, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Learning to love yourself.
Yeah.
It's easy to achieve. Mm. So I can talk about it now. I don't have any like bad memories
mm-hmm.
because I don't have any like regrets of going overseas to ask me to marry me, and then which is a funny story. Not a funny story. It's a lovely story. Somebody asked me to put in a book. I had a second chance with that person 10 years after.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
So
and then it didn't
time.
Happen again. So and then you know another heartbreak. A couple of heartbreaks. But I'm still alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I still have my friends. I still have my health. And we still stay in touch. But, you know, they will always be part of my life.
So can we say that person is your Totga?
The one that got away.
Yes, yep.
So nagkaroon na ng second chance.
Yeah.
Pero hindi pa rin natuloy.
That's right.
Anong nangyari? I mean, did you just realize na, okay, hindi talaga tayo meant to be or what happened there?
Yeah, that's a good question. After the second chance, we reconnected. Okay. And because there's so much between 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
10 years apart. And then we reconnected and, you know, we get acquainted and then re-spark.
Mm-hmm.
Re-spark. So the spark happened again. And then what happened is we both have different lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She lives in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I live in Australia.
Wow.
So one has to give up life.
Mm-hmm. Big decisions.
Big decision, yeah. I was going to give up life here in Sydney to go over there. At the same time, I get to go to Europe twice a year for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it was like the best time of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I get to see the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I went to see a girl. You
it's
know?
A win-win. I know.
It's a win-win. And then I learned a lot of perspective. Mm-hmm. That's something that you can't, you know, learn by just someone telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to just be true to yourself.
Yep.
And always be expressive of how you feel.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bakit importante yon?
Because the girl would probably be wondering where you at.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Right. Yeah.
Right.
And then if you let it out in the open first, you've got nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Transparency.
You got transparency, yeah. Transparency in feelings or your intentions or anything. So I after all that experience with the Todga, I learned to be like that.
Oh.
To be like that. And it's worked out well. It's worked out well. I don't get hurt as much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an expectation as much.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Right.
I treat everyone the same.
Mm-hmm.
Treat every girl the same.
Okay.
As long as I can be myself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So priority mo na ngayon yung sarili. Kasi parang nakita ko dun sa, based dun sa kwento mo, parang may pagka-hopeless romantic ay na lahat bigay mo dun sa...
I'm first and foremost a hopeless romantic, yes. Yes, I must admit, yes. Mm-hmm. I do things, you know, to get the girls. That's why I sing to get girls, to get the attention of the girls, as you do, right?
Yeah,
you want to be a rock star.
Yeah.
I play sports to get attention of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I try to dress funky and, you know, to get the attention. It's all about getting attention. Because that's how we're wired as male, I guess.
True, yeah.
And that's another discussion.
I guess. Pero ngayon, parang mas nakita mo na yung value ng sarili mo.
Yes.
At medyo guarded ka na. But do you think parang, can we say na na-numb ka na? Or yung feelings mo is talagang may wall na, may barrier na because of what happened or because of what you've learned?
I wouldn't say, say na barrier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still open for love.
Okay.
Yep. Open for love. Mm-hmm. Because if you try looking for it, sometimes you won't find.
Yeah.
Tama.
So I think at the end of the day, love will find you. Oh, nuts.
Wow.
Here we go.
Ang lalim, parang palalim tayo ng
padalim. I know.
Yeah, that's
but true. It's so true. It's so true.
It is.
Because you spend all your life trying to look, you know, ticking all the boxes, look.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that might be the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. So you just be yourself, and they love will find you.
Wow.
Kaya pa sobrang lalim naman ng...
Oo. And at this point, nasa na ang puso ni Jose? As in, still, sabi mo nga, ticking the boxes, pero ngayon ba, marami ka bang mga dinidate? Or gusto mo na, nandun ka na sa point, kasi sabi mo nga, 57, nandun ka na sa point na, ay, gusto ko nang mag-settle down. In a few years' time, gusto ko nang magkaroon ng family, nakikita ko na yung sarili ko into this kind of chapter.
Okay. That was me wanting to settle down with somebody when I found that person years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to happen again. But right now, I'm just carrying on being myself.
Enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying, yeah. But that's why I'm still single.
Mm-hmm. But how do you do it? Like, some people think, you know, or say, oh, it's, you know, it would have been easier if I have someone with me, like, you know, growing up and then doing life every day, diba? Mm. You know, not just like, you know, living like expenses and everything, but like, you know, maybe kausap and all that. But how do you go about yourself? Na, like, do you still seek like a partner? Are you actively looking for a partner at the moment?
Well, honestly, I've been actively dating.
Mm.
Okay.
So I've been in the dating scene for a while. And it's a bit of a hit and miss.
Yeah.
Hit and miss. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done all the dating apps. I've done the, you know, meet at an event.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become more courageous.
Wow.
Courageous now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not shy, you know, to express how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not shy to ask girls out. Sometimes when their beauty is overwhelming and you feel like I go back to high school, then I slap myself. I said, yeah, you're not in high school anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, ngayon ba, ano na yung mga mas hinahanap mo? Mas attracted ka ba sa physical or hinahanap mo na yung medyo mas parang intellectually, medyo pareho na kayo
and
ng
established
ano?
Established din ba dapat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if it caught my eye, you know, that's the first thing.
Initial.
Yes.
That's the first thing, and then I approach you.
Okay.
You know, I see a lot of beautiful women all the time, but if you catch my eye, you know, whether you're tall, short, you know, a bit curvy, slim, doesn't matter. As long as the face, I'm more of a face person when I approach them. And that's the smile gets me.
Oh, wow.
The smile gets me. That's why I go.
go pretty smile.
Pretty smile. And then, you know, and then that's where I find out with no expectation.
Yeah.
See, if I have an expectation, I'm going back to high school again. I'm going back to that high school thing, and then I just want to get to know them.
Right. Yeah.
So I've been going on a lot of dates, and the best dates that I have is having a good night, whether you know everything went well, but it starts off with the chemistry and the conversation.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The banter, the cuento.
Yeah, the cuento.
The chica, as you call it. And then at the end of the night, you feel like, you're not talking to a stranger. You're talking to someone.
Yeah.
And then it all could happen in within 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's hard to talk to that person and then you don't see them again.
So dating, you know, can I ask, like Jose, what's that? Do you ask a specific question that you ask all the time when you go out on dates, right? Say, for example, you're actively dating. Is there a question or set of questions that you ask to know the person, like, yeah, this is a deal breaker, when the answer is this? You know what I mean? Do you have a specific question or questions that you ask?
The questions, not specific. It's just organic.
Oh, okay.
Organic. If it becomes like, hi, how are you? Where do you work? It becomes a bit boring.
Parang job interview.
Oh, it's
like, and then I get asked that too. It feels like, and then I tell the person, this feels like a job interview.
Right.
And they feel shocked.
Yeah.
But when the conversations flow, questions will come naturally.
All right.
Naturally. And what do you think of this? Oh, you think you can do this?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes a bouncing off ideas.
So doon na nagja-jive, doon na nagkakaroon ng parang moment.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes, correct, moments.
Mm-hmm. May mga dinidate ka ba ngayon na Filipino? Do you prefer like, you know, Filipino din or kahit dito na lumaki na Filipino or, you know, o iba din na non-Filipino? Like, you know.
Well, growing up in Australia, I had a fascination with Australian girls.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Australian girls. Unfortunately, I didn't get to end up with some Australian girls when I was during my school days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's still a lot of attractive Australian girls.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a time where I only was going for European. European, French, Swiss, Italian.
Right.
I got to meet a lot of girls like that through dancing because I love dancing. I'm a salsaholic at one stage.
Wow.
Salsa. I was dancing 7 nights a week at one stage.
Oh, grabe. Salsaholic.
Yeah, salsaholic. And so, and then when I go to Europe, different countries, I get to dance and meet.
Yeah.
And then at the moment, I like Filipino girls.
Mm-hmm.
I like Filipino girls and Asian girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, mas nali discover mo yung ano.
It's
yung
like a discovery. I sort of like didn't think of them when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see beauty. I see beauty in anything, but just have to.
Yung appreciation mo mas parang tumataas, ano.
Tama yan. At balikan natin ating bisita ngayong umaga. Sa huling bahagi na tayo, di ba? At ito, syempre, konting game naman tayo. After that beautiful song, tuloy pa rin nating kantahan. Meron tayong konting game dito. Edinel, ang tawag dito ay Pinoy Karaoke Speed Round.
Wow. Yes.
Yan. Okay, ang ating gagawin dito, babasahin natin yung isang question or linya, no, kay Jose. kailangan siyang kumanta ng isang linya dito mula sa topic na ito, okay? The first one, I know you love this, being a Pinoy, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Don't go changing, try to please me, never let me down before. I don't imagine you're too familiar. I don't see you anymore.
Wow. Just the way you are.
Just the way you are. Yes.
Very nice, very nice. Next one.
Sunod naman natin. What's the first song you ever sang in public?
Oh, the first song I ever sang in public is by an Australian band called Crowded House. It's got the word home. Better be home soon.
Okay.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you. And it's pushing me aside, stretch on forever, and I know I'm right. For the first time in my life, and that's why I tell you, you better be home soon.
Yes, very Aussie.
There's a theme today.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Ito naman, ano? Tanong natin, Filipino, subukan natin kanyang Pinoy, ano, no? Filipino song when you're in love.
Oh, Filipino song. That's I just discovered OPM not long ago. There's You.
Okay.
By Basil Valdez.
Yeah.
Okay. It's in English, so I can sing it. You give me hope, strength and will to keep on. No one else can make me feel this way. And only you could bring out all the best I could do. I believe I turned the tide to make me feel real good inside.
Yeah,
wow. Yung dami yung nakaka-relate niya na.
Feel na feel yung random mo.
Yung mga kaedaran naglalabasan.
Oh my God.
Oo, pero I'm sure marami tayong mga kababayan na gustong-gusto rin yung awitin na yan. And, eto, last naman. Ano ang iyong song when you are inspired?
When I'm inspired?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because we're thinking about past loves, there's this line from the song by The Flame, Cheap Trick.
Okay.
You were the first to be the last.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
You were the first to be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Yes,
that's really nice.
Grabe, mga classic. That's pero great. Yan, nakaka-inspire. At maraming salamat, Jose, for joining
fun.
Us today. I hope yan, nag-enjoy ka sa kwentuhan natin. And maiksing, ano lang yan, maiksing bahagi pa lang ng pagkikwento ng buhay mo. And I'm sure marami ka pang pwedeng i-share, lalo na sa mga kababayan natin. And we hope na makasama ka namin ulit sa iba pang mga bahagi ng ating programa.
Sure.
Tama yan. Ako, maraming salamat. Siyempre, ako, pwede bang imbitahan namin, you perform, di ba? You like perform din, syempre, di ba, sa mga like bars or places,
yeah,
di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to invite them in any of your establishments?
Yes, so next first Wednesday of the month, I'll be performing with an R&B band.
Yeah.
It's an open mic. It's a jam. Mm-hmm. So, but you can find me on Facebook on Just Jose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just Jose is my stage name.
Oh,
wow. Facebook.
So I gotta,
there's two of us in the world. There's one rapper in Uganda, so that doesn't look like me. So the other, Just Jose, is...
It's just you.
It's just me, yes.
Ayan, and I heard meron ka ring sariling banda. May we know something about your band as well?
Yes, I have a jazz band that I work with. We've got many musicians like piano players, keyboard players, drummers and saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also currently... going to be having another new band.
Oh.
So
right,
we're working together a new sound, new fusion of music, of jazz, of rock and pop into one.
Wow. Right.
So we're just trying that.
Yeah, looking forward na makasama din natin dito yung banda mo sa ibang mga pagkakataon, di ba? And we can share your music sa ating mga kababayan. And with that, maraming salamat din po sa lahat ng mga nakinig sa atin at sumama sa isang oras ng ating masayang kwentuhan ngayong araw ng Sabado.
Ayan, salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Sana po kayo na-inspire, di ba? At talagang na-inlove naman, syempre. Napakagandang boses na ating bisita na si Jose Clown. At syempre, kung nais po na makibahagi sa ating kwentuhan dito, syempre sa SBS Filipino, abay follow nyo lang po kami sa aming aming social media sa ating official website. Diba?
Oo. Mm-hmm. At maaari nyo pong balikan ang ating masayang kwentuhan sa sbs.com.au/Filipino at hindi nyo i-share sa ating Facebook at Instagram. Kaya follow nyo na kami at SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.